pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip.
So, with the holiday season comes gift giving. Mm-hmm. And today we're doing a Christmas advice special.
We're so good at it.
Because we love giving advice.
We're the best.
The best. And we get asked a lot of interesting questions. And we're getting asked a lot of like gift-related questions because the holidays are here.
It's the toughest part of the holidays because they're... You know, maybe it's somebody, maybe it's a new partner and you're trying to impress them.
Yes.
Maybe this is your first Christmas with a child.
Right.
You know, there's so many things that it's a lot of expectations that go into it.
It's a lot of expectations. So the way we decided to do it, so we sort of combined all the questions into one, which is what do you give the person that, so the main question is what do you give the person that has everything slash what do you give people that are hard to shop for?
Right.
And maybe we expand and say, what's maybe like a good Secret Santa or white elephant gift? Like some ideas.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to leave it, instead of like answering one specific person's question, we're going to leave it sort of open-ended and hope that it can help give people some guidance over the holidays. So now, gift giving during the holidays. Are you a big gift giver during the holidays? Do you like giving gifts?
Do you like
receiving gifts?
I do and I don't. I obviously like everyone who doesn't love getting a gift.
Right.
But I feel I don't like the stress that comes with it.
It's stressful.
Because especially too, if somebody gets you a really amazing gift and then you're sitting there looking at your gift like,
it's a balance, dude.
It is. It's tough.
And sometimes you'll do this thing. Have you done this thing where one year someone gives you a really awesome gift and you happen to give them like a medium gift or whatever, and then you're like, I need to compensate. So then the next year you give them like a really awesome gift, but then they give you a really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it becomes this like seesaw. And I'm just like, can we just all be on the same page here? Like,
yeah.
And it's hard. It's for me, it's actually hard because I love giving gifts and I am, I would consider myself a generous person. So I tend to just like go over the top and I've learned to tone that down because you can be overwhelming to someone if you give them a really like super nice gift and they're like, okay, like what do I do? Even if it's someone you're super close to, you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah,
it just sets the expectations a little weird. So I've had to like curtail gifts sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm like, it's whatever. It's to me, it doesn't matter because to me, it's not even. It's always about the thought. It's not even about what it is. It's about the thought.
Yeah.
Now, if you do get him something super awesome, then that's great.
Yeah.
But
people always say I'm the easiest person to get gifts for.
You think so?
Yeah, because you just have to walk into a comic book store and grab anything, and I'll love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like as long as it's a comic book related
thing,
usually I'm just like, yeah, this works. Like,
so
I didn't have
for
this
the
before.
People who aren't like you or me who wear our likes on our sleeves, who are like very obviously into stuff.
Yeah.
What advice do we give the people shopping for them though? Because this is interesting to me because, you know, how do you? It's an interesting thing. Like, how do you make some? Because you're balancing a lot of things like do I make this person happy by doing this or do I risk not make you know what I mean like do I risk getting him a crappy gift like you got to know your limit like where do I go with this person you know what I mean
that's the first thing first you need to assess the relationship you have with this person is this somebody that you're married to or you're in a relationship with or is this just a really good friend
right
you know is this a coworker. That's where I would start. The other thing is, too, is if you haven't figured out, like, what they're into, you know, maybe they like a certain thing and you've just never gotten that far in the relationship. My biggest suggestion that I give to anybody, and I think is the best suggestion in the adult world, is practicality.
Oh, yeah.
You should get a gift that is going to be used.
Useful.
Something that people use often. I always used to laugh as a kid when I got clothes like socks and underwear and like towels and stuff. And then as I got older, I was like, I need these things.
And
if you want to get me laundry detergent, get me laundry detergent because I will use that.
Yeah.
But
there has to be a balance though, because there's also like a whimsiness to Christmas and holidays and gift giving. You don't necessarily want to be the person who gives someone a laundry detergent. You know what I mean? Even though, you know, like, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe I'd be like, hey, Philip, I got some laundry detergent for you. That's a separate thing. But for Christmas, you know what I mean? But so, but I do agree with you. Usefulness and practicalness is
a big deal. Practicality, I think, is important. Maybe.
I already have my answer.
So I have. I had a friend right after I was done with college who their way to go about it, because they didn't know how to approach everybody, they created gift baskets.
Yes.
So you would have like one funny gift, but then you'd have one practical, maybe something that they thought you were into. Yeah. And they'd kind of just put together like a hodgepodge of like, here's some candy, here's a bag of popcorn, here's, you know, a handful of things. So that could be an option if you're fine with that.
I love that.
It's just putting together like a gift basket of everything from toiletries to,
I love that,
you know, candy and stuff like that. That could be something worthwhile. What were you thinking?
Well, and by the way, I'll say, I think part of this question too is sometimes there are people who literally have everything, who, you know, when they want something, they just get it. So it's very hard to like find something big to give them, you know what I mean? Like, quote unquote, big to give them. So I agree with you. I think practicality is the way to go. And I've thought about this, and I think this is a good way to subvert this and do like a whimsy but funny version of a practical gift. I think socks. I think fun but high quality socks. I think that's a good gift to give people.
You know what the big thing is this year, right?
What?
Is now you can put people's faces on socks.
I'm in.
It's like one of my coworkers, her boyfriend got her socks with their cat on it.
I love it.
So it's like an actual picture of the cat on the sock.
I love it.
That's a great one.
Oh, that's genius.
And I don't think you can ever have too many socks.
Yeah. I think socks are good. But overall usefulness. Now, here's the one thing I think is really great. Food.
Yeah, I agree.
Food and drink. Mm-hmm. I think those are great gifts.
There's another one. If you don't know this person well, alcohol.
Yeah, whiskey.
Or like a nice bottle of wine,
yep.
Any number of things that like, you know, is going to be used.
Right.
That is, yeah.
That's how I would go.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I remember, the first year that vanilla Coke was a big thing. Yeah. One of my Christmas gifts from my parents was a 12 pack of vanilla Coke.
That's hilarious.
And honestly, that Christmas, that was one of my favorite gifts. Vanilla Coke. I was like, yes.
I love it. Yeah. That's great. I love it.
Another one that I recommend, but is a lot of people are kind of turned off by this, gift cards.
Oh, I'm a big fan of receiving gift cards, and
it's great.
Well, my thing, I like to give like one personal gift and a gift card. I do that a lot.
And so like, you can make the attempt and get a gift card at like a specific place where you think they'd be into. Like, a lot of people like to get me Taco Bell gift cards because they know
I got you one.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's a great.
Also, Edgar was not the only person who got me a Taco Bell gift card for my birthday.
That is hilarious.
Because people just know I talk about Taco Bell a bunch. But one of my favorite gifts to get from people is Amazon gift cards.
Oh, yeah. I love Amazon
because gift cards. It's just like, I have that saved for later shopping cart list. That's already like the Amazon wish list.
So speaking of gift cards, don't you think there's like a hierarchy of gift cards? I feel like Amazon gift cards are like top tier.
Like Amazon or Target, like somewhere that has everything.
Those are good. I've also noticed like one thing I've done, like I've given gift cards to very specific not necessarily fancy, but high-end shops or like very specific shops. Like I've given a gift card to like Mondo, which is this like graphics, like screen print and graphics and t-shirts and movie stuff here in town. And that like, because you can't necessarily get them a print, you know what I mean? Because sometimes they sell out or they're not really on sale yet.
Yeah.
But you can give someone some money towards a print or something. Yeah. And that always feels like a really nice gift too.
Yeah. And
so I've done that a few times.
So like the next time maybe a new print comes out that they really want, they're like, oh, I can't afford this, but wait, I have that gift card.
I have that $50 gift card or whatever.
So if you, especially if you know what they're into, that would be really awesome is to go
specific. And honestly, I know gift cards get a bad rap, but I ain't no anybody who has been mad at a gift card.
No.
Everybody loves gift cards.
Yeah, because it's going to be for a place that you were already going to spend money at. You know, like when Edgar got me the gift card to Taco Bell, I used that thing within a week.
That's hilarious.
Like I burned through that gift card because I love Taco Bell. Like, yeah, and I wasn't upset by it. But yeah, I think gift cards are really honestly the best way to go.
Yeah, or do like I suggested, get them like maybe a pair of socks and a gift card.
Yeah.
Like a pair of funny socks.
Yeah.
And a gift card.
Yeah.
Or like do something like
pick
that.
Pick something small and practical. Like, yes, oh, here is a bottle of whiskey with a gift card attached, yep, to it. So, yep, you know, you can get really drunk and go shopping online.
Yeah. I love that.
Because who's not going to enjoy that?
I love that.
You know?
Yeah. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think gift cards are a really, really good decision.
I think we've given some really good advice as far as getting gifts like that. But what about like a white elephant or a Secret Santa? That's where it becomes sort of not difficult, but it becomes a little more interesting to think about. Because you have to, white elephant is a different kind of game, right?
White elephant's the one where you just buy a gift and then someone opens it and then they can either pass it or.
Yes. Yep.
That again, I think, so whenever I do something like that, I always try and find something that I think everyone would enjoy.
Yes.
But it's not too excessive.
Right.
Well,
but the thing is, white elephant has the connotation of fun, like zaniness / funniness to it.
Well, so it's been a while since I've taken part in a white elephant. The last time I did, my gift was Cards Against Humanity.
That's a great gift.
Because it's fun, it's going to be used, and it was at a party.
Right.
So someone got the gift. They were really excited because they're like, I've been wanting this forever. And then you know what we did? We busted it out, and we spent like 3 hours playing Cards Against Humanity. That's
great. I love that.
So, you know, something that anyone would enjoy.
Yes, that's my rule. Anyone would enjoy it, or it. If they end up with it, they're not upset.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like if they had something and then by the end of it, someone was like, nah, I kind of want that one. You got to get this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want it to be something where like even if they didn't walk out with the best gift there, they still got something worthwhile.
Right.
You know?
So I say you got to read the situation though. I've had a semi-bad experience at a white elephant at work once because we had a white elephant where it was very odd. Like the rules were set, like this will be a zany white elephant. We're talking like we didn't even set a price limit, so it could have been $1. You know what I mean? Like the whole idea was it was going to be a fun white elephant. However, not everyone got the memo. And some people brought in legit gifts.
Like really nice stuff?
Like really nice stuff. And then, so like one of our boss, actually, his gift, like his thing that he put in was a framed picture of himself, which was...
I mean, that's zany.
Which was zany, and in the moment, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But the poor lady who ended up with that picture was very upset. And it was just super awkward. And one of the gifts I had gotten was like this little mini squirrel espresso cup. Like that was...
That's awesome.
Which is really funny gift. And thankfully, the person who ended up with it knew the whole, like, this was for fun or whatever. But some people brought in, like, a nice scarf, like, a nice necklace. Like, someone did, like, I think it was, like, $30 Starbucks gift card that people were fighting for the $30 Starbucks gift card. So it was like, oh, no, we weren't on the same page, and now some people are... like very upset,
right?
And they feel like they brought a really nice gift and ended up with. So that's what I'm saying. Like you have to know what you're getting into.
Yeah,
and you have to know that white elephant. Even if there's some miscommunication, just assume. I would assume there's some zaniness involved.
Yeah, of course.
So don't be upset if you end up with a
bad gift.
But you do better, you know.
But and the other thing too is you gotta assume that like white Santa is going to be mostly a work-related thing.
Right.
And that's not your main Christmas.
No, exactly.
You know? So whatever you get there, it's only going to get better.
Exactly.
So even if you got the weakest present there, it's not the end of your gifts for the year. So.
And that's actually happened to me. I got a really weak gift. And you know what's funny is that I ended up giving that gift to my mother, who ended up really enjoying
it. Yeah. And that's the thing. If you get a gift you don't like, re-gift it.
And by the way, I actually encourage, I think White Elephant is a good place to re-gift something.
Agreed.
So one White Elephant, we're about to do a White Elephant, and the gift I got, I feel is a really nice gift. It's a gift set of Kiehl's products. Do you know what the company Kiehl's? It's like really fancy, like hand creams and lip balm, okay, like fancy stuff. And I'm like, even if the person who ends up with it doesn't use it, they're going to be happy because they can totally gift it.
Right.
And it comes like in a super nice gift pack and everything. Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't care if they use it or not. No one's going to be upset if they end up with this like high end brand.
Yeah.
Hand cream or whatever. And it's a nice gift set. Like it has a whole bunch of stuff in it. Yeah. But
I had one White Elephant. Somebody got a gift because they knew if worse came, like they thought they knew it was a gift that nobody would have picked except for me.
Yeah.
And it was a pair of really nice chapsticks.
Oh, wow. Like
really fancy reusable chapsticks.
Yeah.
And I ended up with them at the end because I was the last person and I opened it up and it was, I don't remember what the gift was, but then I was like, actually, I'll take the chopsticks. And the person who had the chopsticks at the time was like, thank you. Good. Thank you. But somebody got it because they knew I love sushi.
Yeah.
And when I got it, I was like, thank you, but I'm actually going to re-gift this because I have a friend who goes and eats sushi with me and wants to practice in their spare time. So I'm actually going to give this to them so they can work on their chopstick skills at home.
Yeah.
And the person I gave that gift to loved it. They were like, yes, this is so thoughtful. Like, I can now sit at home and, you know, and I That's just like, hilarious. It was, you know, it was perfect. Yeah. But yeah, definitely pick something
that's fun,
but could be enjoyed by everybody.
But also, yes,
like a framed picture of yourself may not go over well with somebody.
Yes. So in that situation, if you all know for sure, so one thing that we do, me and a group of friends, we do a Secret Santa, but we're also this year we've decided we're going to do a $5 White Elephant in addition to it.
That's now, nice.
When you say $5, we are assuming a certain category, you know what I mean?
Right, like funny, quirky little toys and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. So if you said a prat, you know.
Like I found this magnet that's super funny.
Right, exactly. You know? Exactly. And if you go to a White Elephant where there's no price limit, just know you might end up with something worth not a lot.
If you are.
But don't go into it thinking that.
To me, if you go into a White Elephant and someone has not set a price limit, you should set a price limit.
Yeah.
Because you'll have that issue where someone's like, that's yo, I got a Christmas bonus and I'm going to get an iPod. Right. Okay. And then everyone else brings like $30 items and then one person's going to walk out with an iPod.
Right.
Always set that price limit and always try and find something that is practical for everybody.
I totally agree.
You know?
Totally agree. Set it.
I think that's the best way to go about it. Secret Santa, however, is a little different.
So Secret Santa, let's talk about Secret Santa.
Yes, because Secret Santa is you giving a gift for somebody who doesn't know who the gift is from.
Right.
But to some degree, there's a lot of importance to that because you kind of want to wow them.
Yeah, Secret Santa is tough because you want to wow them, but also there's a limit usually put exactly in place.
like $20,
right?
But
right.
You want to do the best you can. And now I remember growing up doing Secret Santa, a lot of the times you're gunning for somebody you have a crush on or like somebody who's a really close friend, right? And you want to show them like, yo, I care about you,
right?
You know, I listen to what you say,
right?
I've spent hours trying to like pick the perfect gift.
Yes,
that's a tough one.
So one thing that my group of friends, we do, we fill out a questionnaire every year that we share with everybody.
Ooh.
So we all see, and it has stuff like our sizes, our interests, our favorite scents. Like we do, like, what's your favorite scent?
That's a great idea. People love giving candles.
So we do that, and I think that's very helpful. So I would suggest
questionnaire is a good idea. Do that
with everyone. Like say, hey, can we all just fill out a questionnaire and have stuff like our sizes and also our interests and our likes and our dislikes.
Right.
So we know like what to avoid.
Exactly.
That's
a good idea.
I always say adhere strictly to the price limit because it's always awkward when someone gets something super cheap or super expensive.
Yeah.
So like stay in that zone. I'm not saying stick to exactly, like, it doesn't have to be to the cent, but don't, you know, don't be the person who shows up with an iPod when the limit's $20. You know what I mean?
The other thing too is, and I'll say this, and I've learned that usually this plays a little bit better unless you find something really great for $5. If that limit's $20, go a little bit closer to the $20. Like,
oh, totally.
Because you don't want to get a gift from somebody that's like really great and $20, and then you go and get them like a $3 coffee mug or something. Like, you know, that $20 limit is usually a suggestion of like, this is what you should spend.
Yeah, totally. I totally agree. Try to stick within it.
Yeah. For sure. And if there isn't a questionnaire and it's just like, hey, you have to get this one particular person, try and like, do some like spy work.
Yeah,
you know, talk Instagram. Yeah, talk to their friends.
Talk to their friends.
You know, or if it's a coworker, you know, talk to other coworkers and be like, "Hey, do you know what Susan likes?"
Right,
and stuff like that. But just spend a little extra time making sure you get a gift that you know they're going to enjoy.
Yes, totally.
I do think that matters.
But my other piece of advice, as we wrap up, with all that being said, don't stress too much about
it.
Because
yes,
this is a setup system. Secret Santa and White Elephant are setup systems. So as long as you're within the limit and you're not going to be the person who frames a picture of themselves, you're going to be fine. It does not really matter. You're going to be fine. And worst case scenario, get them a pair of really nice socks and an Amazon gift card.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's going to be fine.
Yes.
So don't stress up about it.
And the other thing is too, is if they don't like the gift, that's on them.
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. Especially with White Elephant or the Secret Santa.
Right.
Like, if you feel like you put your best foot forward, if you got some something that you think they would enjoy and they don't like it, that's on them. It should not have any effect on you emotionally or anything like that.
Just stress out enough, the right amount, but don't go overboard.
Yeah.
Don't go overboard. Because I've definitely gotten a lot better, but I've had years where I'm like, I'm going to get every single person the most perfect, most amazing little gift and blah, blah, blah,
and wrap
it and do all that. And as much as I love doing it, and I love doing it for my friends and my family, it's trying on a person. It can be. And I've noticed my family and friends are just as thankful and just as happy with, a gift that's not necessarily perfectly wrapped or not necessarily, you know, as thoughtful as you thought it could
be. Well, I mean, it's like going back to the comic book thing. People get me comic books and look.
Yeah.
Even if it's something that I was never interested in before, like I never paid money for it, it's still something I didn't have.
Right.
You know, and I'm very grateful for that.
And if it's truly someone who is truly hard to shop for and who is rude about it and doesn't like gifts or whatever,
don't get them a gift.
Yes.
Just don't shop for them.
Don't shop for them or give them money.
Yeah.
And that's it. And don't worry about it.
Here's 50 bucks.
It's not worth it.
Good luck.
It's not worth it. Yes. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Here. I didn't know what.
I totally agree.
Look, I there was a year, one year. This was for somebody's birthday, not necessarily Christmas.
Right.
But they were somebody close. It was somebody I was dating. And I looked her dead in the eyes and said, I don't know what to get you. Here's $100. Spend it however you want.
And it was like the best gift they ever
got. And they were like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly what I'm going to use this for. And it's like, yeah.
There you go.
I'm admitting to you that I have no idea what to get you, but this was the limit I had set myself for you. I'm just going to give it to you in cash.
Yep.
And whatever you buy, just think of me when you buy it. You know?
I love that. So, I love that. Yeah, don't try not to stress too much about it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But yeah, just try and figure out what the person would want or maybe what they need. Again, socks is a great
socks
choice.
Or food.
Food is another
or
one.
Or alcohol. There you go. Boom.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, honestly, truthfully, I would be happy if I got any of those things. I'd be like, thank you.
Exactly.
I am very happy right now. For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is our Christmas advice for gift giving. One of the most stressful things during the holiday
season. Don't stress out.
Don't stress out. And help us by reviewing us. It really helps us out so we don't stress out too much about our show.
That's our wish list.
Yes. So share our show with your friends.
Taco Bell gift cards, 5-star.
If you want to send us a Taco Bell gift card, you can send it to us at dailysunnyside@gmail.com. I'm joking, but I'm not.
It's an electronic one. I'll take anything.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
We'll print it out. Supreme. Yeah.
Man, I really want Taco Bell now. We've talked a lot about Taco Bell. Anyways.
I'm pushing for them to be a sponsor.
Anyways. and yeah, that's our episode, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.